Εδώ αγαπητοί ακροατές και ακροάτριες, καλημέρα σας ξανά. Θα διακόψουμε το τραγούδι. We are very delighted this morning on Grecian Echoes to have joining us, well, someone who is very excited about a flight here in Boston that has come to fruition. Joining us on the phone is Greece's Minister of Tourism, Vasilis Kikilias. Mr. Kikilia, καλημέρα σας.
Mr. Kikilias, έχουμε τη χαρά λοιπόν τον Υπουργό Τουρισμού να φιλοξενούμε σήμερα, τον κύριο Kikilia. Καλημέρα σας και σας ευχαριστούμε πολύ, Υπουργέ, που είστε στο πρόγραμμά μας.
Καλημέρα σας.
Καλημέρα σας, εγώ σας ευχαριστώ πολύ και θέλετε στα ελληνικά, θέλετε στα αγγλικά, ό,τι θέλετε.
Και στα δύο, Gringlish τα λέμε εδώ. Gringlish τα λέμε εδώ.
Λοιπόν, κύριε Υπουργέ, τα μηνύματα που εισπράττουμε είναι ότι θα είναι μια πολύ καλή χρονιά για την Ελλάδα η φετινή, βάση κρατήσεων. Παράλληλα βλέπουμε μια οργανωμένη, συστηματική προσπάθεια με σειρά έργων υποδομών, αναβαθμίσεις ξενοδοχείων και είμαστε πολύ χαρούμενοι γι' αυτό. Πείτε μας πώς πάνε τα πράγματα και ανυπομονούμε να έρθουμε στην Ελλάδα.
Καταρχάς, σας ευχαριστώ πολύ για τη φιλοξενία. Τώρα, ραδιόφωνο σας. Δεύτερον, θέλω να πω ότι πολύ σημαντικό μέρος της προσπάθειάς μας και στρατηγικής μας για να έχουμε ισχυρά έσοδα τον τουρισμό φέτος είναι το 25% του GDP μας, mm-hmm. το τουριστικό προϊόν. Είναι οι ταξιδιώτες και οι τουρίστες από την Αμερική. Mm-hmm. Οπότε, these 9 flights per day, 63 per week και 500.000 ταξιδιώτες are coming from Atlanta, Chicago, Newark, JFK, Boston, DC, every day until the end of November to Greece. Είναι high spenders, είναι very much welcome, είναι πολύ ψηλοεπίπεδο τουρίστες και μαζί με τις υπόλοιπες χώρες που έχουν ως πρώτη προτεραιότητα το ταξίδι στην Ελλάδα, αυτό όλο μας γεμίζει φυσικά αισιοδοξία σε μια εποχή με πολλές δυσκολίες. The war in the heart of Europe, inflation, ενεργειακή κρίση, η πανδημία είναι ακόμα εδώ. Υπάρχουν πολλά θέματα ακόμα τα οποία είναι ανοιχτά.
Yeah. Mr. Kikilias, once again, could you... So those cities, is this the most amount of direct flights that from the United States that Athens has seen of late? And then, you know what I mean? You mentioned all these cities. That is wonderful news. You know, the ability... And let alone those, you know, go via a stop somewhere. It's really incredible. It's, you know, everybody's worked hard to make it easier to get to Greece. That's what I see.
Yes, well, if you take into account that the last direct flight from Boston to Greece was back in 1990,
yeah,
that's huge for us. Δεν είναι μόνο η διάσπορα και η ομογένεια. Is the American travelers and Greece is nowadays number 5 brand, touristic brand in the world. Really? Which means that all want to go to Greece. Why? Because I feel that the beauty of the country is unique. There's a unique touristic experience. Mm-hmm. But together with that, we dealt in an exquisite way with the first waves of the pandemic and proved that we're an organized country, an organized administration and a safe destination. We're a safe destination, είμαστε ένας ασφαλής προορισμός και αυτός είναι ο λόγος για τον οποίο μας προτιμούν και αυτή τη χρονιά ακόμα παραπάνω επισκέπτες από την Αμερική. Και βέβαια, τον άρχονται μισό εκατομμύριο direct από την Αμερική στο Ελευθέριος Βενιζέλος. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, transit through London, Paris, Frankfurt, Amsterdam, etc. είναι huge pullover factor and huge reward για την προσπάθεια την οποία έχουν κάνει όλοι οι Έλληνες, ο ιδιωτικός τομέας, ο δημόσιος τομέας, με τη στρατηγική του Υπουργείου φυσικά. The National Organization of Tourism is campaigning 12 months this year for winter destinations, Easter destinations, of course, summer destinations. Νομίζω ότι έχει γίνει συνολικά μια πολύ σοβαρή προσπάθεια. And this is what this is the income of the average Greek family. This is the income of the average Greek touristic company and enterprise, and και αυτό με χαροποιεί πάρα πολύ. Μέχρι τώρα τα νούμερα είναι πολύ πολύ ενθαρρυντικά.
Κύριε Υπουργέ, οι ακροατές μας κάνουν διακοπές συστηματικά καθ' όλη τη διάρκεια του έτους. Οι απαιτήσεις είναι υψηλές. Θα ήθελα να μας πείτε έτσι, ποιο είναι το συγκριτικό πλεονέκτημα της Ελλάδας, γιατί να έρθουν φέτος το καλοκαίρι στην Ελλάδα και να μην πάνε στην Ιταλία, για παράδειγμα, ή να μην πάνε εδώ στη Φλόριντα. Και αναφέρομαι σε αυτό γιατί έχουμε και Αμερικανούς, εκτός από τους Ελληνοαμερικανούς, οι οποίοι υποστηρίζουν πάντα την πατρίδα, να προσελκύσουμε και άλλους Αμερικανούς που τελευταία στιγμή θα αποφασίσουν να έρθουν στην Ελλάδα.
Σωστά. Πρώτα απ' όλα, first of all, I said that we're a safe destination. Yeah. This is a key factor for key. A traveler. Mm-hmm. Take the family and friends and travel somewhere nowadays in the world. Secondly, we offer a unique experience because such a beauty, the sea, the sun, the gastronomy, the wines, the sweets, what comes out of the Greek land, gets added up to philoxenia. Philoxenia, my American friends, is a Greek word you cannot translate in another language. And it's from the ancient centuries until today, the heart and the soul of the Greeks, their deepest need and honor in order to be able to host foreigners and strangers, to feed them, to cherish them, to receive them in their houses, to treat them well. This is a part of who we are, of our culture and of our personalities. And it shows, I think, whoever travels to Greece has a unique experience, monumental experience, and always wants to come back. On top of that, we have 124 inhabited islands, one more beautiful than the other. We've got the mainland in northern Greece, in southern Greece, in the Peloponnese. We've got Athens, Thessaloniki, and this is how you see cruises and cruise itineraries going up, 180% in northern Greece, 130% in southern Greece. Mm-hmm. You see people booking and traveling to Greece. The first direct flight was on the 7th of March. The last one is going to be on the 30th of November. You see hotels being rebranded and upgraded from 3-star to 4-star, from 4-star to 5-star.
Investment coming in. We see it all. We see it all. We see it all. It's a wonderful thing. First of all, it's a pleasure to have you joining us on the show, you know, as Greece's actual Minister of Tourism. And I also just want to let the listening audience know, because I looked you up, Vasily, and you played a little professional basketball in Greece. And here in Boston tonight is a very special night because we have Game 7 of our Boston Celtics. And if they win, they make it to the finals. But I see that you had, and if you don't mind, because we also have a lot of sports fans, just tell us a little bit about your professional basketball career, if you don't mind.
Sure. First of all, there's a part of thematic tourism that concerns sports in Greece.
Yep.
Installations, basketball courts, tennis courts, golf courts, around the clock, around the season, with beautiful climate, so everyone can come here and work out and enjoy themselves. Now, about me, okay, I was a professional basketball back in the days here in Greece. I played for Panionios AEK and the Greek national team. Mm-hmm. Had a double scholarship for the University of Miami, pre-med school and basketball.
Wow.
Stayed here, became a pro. And yes, this is a big day for Boston tonight. The Boston Celtics have an exceptional team. I think the key of their success is that they are not only talented, but they play great defense too.
Yep.
And that's improved during the playoffs. They were able to upset and turn around games because of their defense. Of course, they got great players like Tatum, and they got great talent in the offensive side, but this is going to be a very, very difficult game, the seventh game of the semifinal of the Eastern Conference. But let me say that me and many, many friends of the NBA that, you know, keep track of the games, who stay up late at night
and watch them.
3 o'clock in the morning here in Greece.
Yeah.
And we watch the first, I guess, actually the Prime Minister does too.
No, he's a big fan. He was in Boston. He was in Boston. You know, you gained a lot of brownie points. You got a lot of brownie points for being so well-renowned for the Celtics right here. You know, as we close, I'm a little bit curious. Tell me your journey here, and exactly what are the responsibilities of you and your staff as the minister of, you know, tourism. I mean, you're focusing around the globe and trying to expose. And since we were on the topic of basketball, we'll close with this. Giannis Antetokounmpo, who has been such a huge proponent of Greece, and he has put together many videos that have, you know, really shown the world how beautiful our country is. I think there's probably a lot of synergy between you and him. How important has that been to exposing Greece to, you know, not only our own Greek Americans, but to the others?
Mm-hmm. Well, my job is to organize the country in the best possible way mm-hmm. in matters of the tourism sector. Mm-hmm. And the mandate of the Prime Minister is to lift up the sector and get the best possible results. So it's a team sport. I mean, you need all the players.
That's
the
right.
Point guards, shooting guards, you need the power forwards and the centers. So there are multiple tasks for multiple key factors in the private sector and the public sector. Sports and sports stars play a key role. Hollywood stars have traveled to Greece and they post all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, De Niro of late. De Niro's been there.
Of course, multi-billionaires like guys that are traveling Greece, and Bill Gates is here nowadays. Albert Bourla, a success story with the vaccines.
Yeah, yeah.
All these people that come to Greece, they're in love with the country and they go back home in the States and talk about it, or they post it on the social media, Instagram or Facebook or Meta, or they tweet about it. It's one more step towards everybody understanding how strong mm-hmm. My country, our country, Greece is in terms of hospitality and what a unique experience we have to offer. Because it's not just the quality of tourism, it's the uniqueness. Mm-hmm. It's a traditional small little taverna, 3 minutes by the sea, you know, with a traditional wooden chair that offers unbelievable Greek fish and wine and gyro and tzatziki and souvlaki and
all right, you're making me hungry now.
It's something that you have to live to experience. Very, very happy that millions of travelers every year decide to travel to Greece, especially this year, 2022, will be a very, very successful year for us.
Just one more quick question for you. We're all familiar with the 6 months, basically starting in, I don't know, April, you know, bringing us right through the end of October. What are some of your thoughts in expanding the tourism, you know, November through, let's say, March? What are some of the options and some of the benefits?
And maybe later, the winter tourism.
That's the most important. Right through the winter months.
That's a key strategy of us to mm-hmm. create a sustainable touristic model mm-hmm. and to lengthen the period. Mm-hmm. We did succeed that in the end of 2021. Mm-hmm. We had flights and air carriers and cruises until the end of November, early December, in Crete, Rhodes, Kos, Kerkyra. Mm-hmm. And now we're pushing for Athens and Thessaloniki. Actually, I think that I proposed to a couple of American air carriers, Delta was number one, to be able to fly around the clock to Greece mm-hmm. and also fly to Thessaloniki mm-hmm. from New York and then go back to the States, and that will link Northern Greece too.
Yeah.
We got thematic tourism like the Greek Marathon. We got the Rally Acropolis, 4,000 drivers with their teams in Phthiotida mm-hmm. in October, November. We got the cycling etapa starting from Crete until Epiros. We're creating concepts for the off-season years. This year was a successful year also for winter mm-hmm. and for the Greek weekend, the Greek end.
The Greek end.
Promotion from a order that became viral. And we're launching tomorrow a promotion for the summer months. It's something unique also. And yes, we are trying to lengthen the period. This is not something that will happen automatically.
Sure.
This is something that needs a lot of work behind it and professionalism. And of course, once again, the special spirit, the heart and the soul of Greek philoxenia, being able to host travelers and tourists around the world, around the year, and show them a great time.
And apart from the famous destinations, to support also other islands, other cities, you know,
111.
people want to know more places, to visit more places apart from Mykonos and Santorini and Paros. So, νομίζω ότι εμείς εδώ στην Βοστόνη προσπαθήσαμε και κάναμε μια πολύ καλή δουλειά την Παρασκευή, κύριε Υπουργέ. Είχαμε ένα πολύ μεγάλο event στο αεροδρόμιο με όλα αυτά τα ωραία ελληνικά προϊόντα, με παραδοσιακούς χορούς και κάναμε έτσι μια πολύ καλή διαφήμιση του Direct Flight εδώ. Όλοι όσοι εργάστηκαν πολύ σκληρά για αυτό το εγχείρημα. Σας περιμένουμε στη Βοστόνη πολύ σύντομα. Θα είναι πολύ μεγάλη μας χαρά να σας έχουμε και live εδώ στο πρόγραμμά μας. Και φυσικά ο ελληνισμός σας περιμένει με ανοιχτές τις αγκάλες, κύριε Κικίλια.
Minister, can I ask you one more question? Just one more question, because I'm...
Φυσικά, αναπαρήγαμε εδώ πέρα στην Ελλάδα και παντού το great launching event with you and Delta and Boston Airport, και χαιρόμαστε πάρα πολύ που ξεκίνησαν οι πτήσεις ξανά μετά από παραπάνω από 32 χρόνια από τη Βοστόνη, και να είναι σίγουροι όλοι όσοι αποφασίσουν να κάνουν αυτό το βήμα και να ταξιδέψουν στην Ελλάδα ότι θα ζήσουν μοναδικές εμπειρίες.
Can I ask you one final question? I'm an avid golfer. I've been to Costa Navarino. Is there a push to bring on some additional, you know, five-star golf courses to Greece?
Ναι, I think Costa Navarino in Peloponnese is a success story. Now they have 6 or 7 and they keep on building new golf courses. I heard that the investment in Rhodos of the Mitsis family together with foreign investors also are going to create golf courses. There's one in Glyfada. There are new tennis tournaments. We're constantly building on concept in order to be able to bring high-end tourist travelers and sports lovers also and enrich our product. Yeah. Golf courses.
Κύριε Υπουργέ, εκτός από τον κύριο Δημητριάδη που μιλάει για τον golf, πολλά μηνύματα εγώ λαμβάνω και για αυτούς που θέλουν να κάνουν hiking, για πολλά σπορ, γιατί εδώ ο κόσμος ερχόμενος για διακοπές θέλει να κάνει και πολλά πολλά πράγματα. Σας ευχαριστούμε θερμά.
Σας ευχαριστούμε πολύ
για το χρόνο σας.
Next time you're in Boston, we'd love to have you come into our studios and we can meet face to face. That would be good. Thank you very much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, a great big thank you. Thank you very much. Minister of Tourism from Greece this morning.
Ο κύριος Βασίλης Κικίλιας, λοιπόν, βεβαίως, ήταν στο πρόγραμμά μας. Τον ευχαριστούμε θερμά. Λοιπόν, εδώ είμαστε. 11 παρατέταρτο δείχνει το ρολόι. Περισσότεροι από εσάς έχετε ξεκινήσει ήδη για μια ωραία εκδρομούλα, φαντάζομαι.